Let's begin with County Commissioner Coy Griffin, who is still behind bars in Washington, D.C., right?
That is correct. So what we know is that Mr. Griffin has a date to go before court beginning of February. We know federal officials are asking that he be detained in federal custody pending his trial. They say that, one, he's a flight risk, but two, his past actions and speech are considered dangerous. What we know about the implications of that back home is that Otero County Commission will continue to hold its meetings. They've got a quorum of two and continue to do with the business of the county in Mr. Griffin's absence.
And what's the latest with the calls for him to resign?
So last week, the Otero County Commission's other two commissioners asked that he step up and resign his commission. That would be in line with requirements from the county itself. New Mexico's district attorney also suggested that Mr. Griffin resign. He said that if he fails to do so voluntarily, that he would pursue legal means to do that. And we know that the calls keep coming in for Mr. Griffin to remove himself from that seat.
And how is the vaccine rollout going for Alamogordo and Otero County?
At this point, as of January 25th, New Mexico is in phase 1B of the COVID-19 rollout. What we know is that means that there are only certain populations eligible for that. So that includes hospital personnel, residents and staff of long-term care facilities, congregate setting workers, home-based healthcare and hospice workers. Now, if you're among that group, what you had to do was sign up for your vaccine, wait for an appointment to receive it. So that's still happening. We are still vaccinating those, what we call essential workers. The rest of the population in Otero County has been going in large numbers over to New Mexico Health's website to sign up for an appointment for the vaccine. Those haven't gone up to the general public yet, but Walmart recently announced that all of its locations in southeast New Mexico are ready with the vaccine to roll out to the general population. So we'll be looking for those to go out just as soon as they get the major doses to our essential workers.
And it seems like the plan to vaccinate teachers isn't going to happen as quickly as we thought initially. But meanwhile, the state legislature is having its regular session in Santa Fe, and there's a bill to give school boards the power to reopen.
So this is a bipartisan effort. Now, Democratic Representative Kanye Sweetser, who's backing the bill, said that she thinks that teachers and administrators want the public to know that the districts know what's best for their teachers and for their students. So this bill is asking that that decision power be removed from lawmakers and be put directly into the hands of school board members and district administrators. We know that students haven't set foot in classrooms since March of last year, though many districts across New Mexico are reporting that they're ready to go. They've got plans in place. They've done everything they need to do to ensure their students and their teachers and their staff are kept safe during the pandemic.
And finally, last week we learned of a lawsuit to get the remaining chimpanzees that are kept at Holloman Air Force Base out of there and into a sanctuary. What do you know?
Correct. So to be clear, the chimpanzees at Holloman Air Force Base were there for testing. They are no longer being tested on, but they are being housed there. So this lawsuit by the New Mexico Animal Protection of New Mexico and Humane Society of the U.S. is asking that the remaining chimps be transferred to a facility that will allow them to live out the rest of their years among others of their kind and in relative open spaces.
You know how many are there?
Yes, there are 37 chimpanzees remaining at the facility following the death of a few in recent years.
I see. All right, Jessica. Well, thank you so much for the update. Have a wonderful week.
Thank you.